Okay, then I'm going to call the meeting of the planning commission for Monday, May 4th to order. Would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Commissioner Jensen?
Here.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Here.
Commissioner Robbin?
Here.
Commissioner Christensen?
Here.
Commissioner Stanger?
Present.
Commissioner Sherwood?
Here.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Here.
Thank you, Tina. This is the time we set aside for comments from citizens. They can make a comment on anything that is not on tonight's agenda. And we'd like to keep that to 5 minutes, if possible. I do have, this is for the public hearing, never mind. If you want to make comments at the public hearing, then this is not the time to make those comments. It would be coming later. But this is a timely comment on anything else that you would like to comment on. Is there anybody here that would like to make any comments? Yes, sir, could you come up?
Sure.
And state your name and your address for the record, please.
My name's Jamie Brownhall. I live at 403 South Sand Street. Last year, there was a lot of time spent by my wife and myself attending the comprehensive plan, open to the public to get the ideas of what we should do. We attended all those meetings and participated with that. One of the things that was mentioned at that time was we don't have any crosswalks on 203 Lewis Street. We live down in the older part of town and been there for about 25 years. And we lived in the same neighborhood years before. There's no crosswalks on Lewis Street.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things that was mentioned during that public input time frame this last year. I haven't had a chance to read the entire 900 pages or whatever of what you have here, but there's absolutely nothing here that says anything about having, it's got create alternative routes, walkability, and crossing conditions at Highway 2, 522, and the rail line. But there's nothing said about Lewis Street. I don't know if any of you have tried crossing Lewis Street. I have gone around and complained to the city, and I've gone and complained to the state patrol, because apparently Highway 203 is a state highway. And because it's a state highway, no crosswalks. Well, you know, they got nothing but crosswalks down in Newhall. They have crosswalks in Carnation, and it's the same highway. We've had dogs, we usually walk our dogs down to what's called Al Borland Park down. Crossing Lewis Street in the morning during the rush hour, you better pay attention. I've had guys pull over and threat to knock me on my panty because I was walking across to Powell Street. So I'm not sure how this is supposed to work, but with the Planning Commission, I wanted to get back to where it all starts. Now, this may take years and years, of course, but I'd just like to make mention of that. The other thing is there's a lot of sidewalks that are not there on Powell Street and on South Blakely and going around on Sam Street on the Sumac. When you walk around Sumac in the afternoon during rush hour, when people are cutting around to off of Lewis Street to get to Sam Street and make that run to Main Street to Kelsey or whatever, they come whipping around that corner. There's no sidewalks there. Go ahead and walk on those people's lawns and see how soon it is before they start yelling at you to get off their lawn. So those are the two items that I wanted to make mention. I think this comprehensive plan is, compared to the original plan that Monroe had that took, I don't know, how many years was that, Wayne? 20?
20.
About 20 years for the city to adopt the first comprehensive plan and dealing with the Growth Management Act and all that. This is very slick. This is very up-to-date, and I really enjoy it. But living here for all these years, let's get some crosswalks and we get two sidewalks put in down there. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that'd like to make a comment that is not on tonight's?
But I think he was too soon.
Pardon?
He was too soon.
No, I think it was okay.
Well, it's not part of the public hearing, so we should have asked him to, if he wants to be on the record for the public hearing.
Did he leave or?
I think so.
Okay. I was hoping he would stick around, because then somebody might have been able to answer his question. Is there anybody else that'd like to make a comment that's not on tonight's agenda? Yes. Could you come up and state your name?
Not part of the comprehensive.
No, I get it. I just wanted to say that I also live in Old Town, and I can, at the appropriate time, bring up the point about Oak Street, because I live on Oak Street, so.
Yeah, during the.
Be all right, yeah.
Yeah, during the public hearing.
Right.
Okay, nobody else to make a comment? All right, then the next item on our agenda is approval of minutes for April 20th. Commissioner Rodman?
I'm Mr. Steen, since I wasn't here.
Okay. Commissioners? Commissioner Sherwood?
Yeah, on the second page, second bullet point. That sentence needs to be reworded because I'm not sure what it's saying.
Yeah, that doesn't make.
I'm not sure what the point being made is, but the point should be made, whatever it is.
I agree. Anything else, commissioners? I think we can hold off on approving these minutes until that point is made. I don't think that we can try and sit here and move that. But, we'll hold off on approval of the minutes for May, for April 20th, until that's corrected. All right. Brings us to our public hearing. I will reopen the public hearing at this time. It was carried over from our last meeting. We can now. Do we want to do another presentation since we do have people here? I think it would be probably not a bad idea just to give a synopsis of where we're at. Steph?
Well, let me try to give a bit of a synopsis from what I know so far. I've only been here about a month, but Chair Christensen knows of the Planning Commission. What I understand, the city has been working on a new comprehensive plan for approximately the last year and a half. Under the Washington State Growth Management Act, cities and counties in Pierce County, Snohomish County, and King County need to have updated comprehensive plans adopted by June 30th of this year. And a comprehensive plan basically is the document that sets your long-term growth and development strategy for the next 20 years. In the comprehensive plan, there are required elements or chapters under the Growth Management Act. It has to deal with land use, housing, transportation, capital facilities, which are items like water and sewer, and also utilities, and local governments can, if they choose, have optional elements. And here in the city of Monroe, you have optional elements within your plan, primarily focusing on matters related to economic development, parks and recreation, and you have some implementation elements and an introduction element and items like that. The purpose of the public hearing now is that during the course of the past year and a half, you as a planning commission, the city council, have developed a document now that's available for public release, and the public can comment on that. It's been on the city website since April 2nd, The planning commission is a body, it's an advisory body to the city council, so you hold hearings, you make the recommendation to the city council, and the city council ultimately will hold a public hearing and make the final decision. But it's important for members of the public to give comments now at this point in time, so that you as a planning commission can make a reasoned recommendation to the city council based on all the information, including public comment. So we opened our public hearing on the comprehensive plan draft April 20th. And to be totally honest, there was no members of the public that attended. And so the planning commission, in order to gather additional public input, continued their public hearing to tonight. And during the time between April 20th and now, what we've done is, at staff level, try to get more outreach. And in particular, to their credit, the Monroe Monitor generously offered to write an article about tonight's public hearing. And in, I think in last week's edition, there was an article about tonight's public hearing. And I also believe the Snohomish County paper, the Herald, had an article about the city comprehensive plan process also. At least we were interviewed about it, and hopefully they included an article about that as well. So in addition to the legal ads, which quite frankly a lot of people don't read, we were able to get some reasonable articles, I think, in the general newspaper, and hopefully that led to some additional comment from people here tonight. And so you as a planning commission, you take testimony. Or it's up to you what you want to do tonight. You can close the hearing, or at least close the public testimony portion, or you can continue the public hearing. But tonight is the time to listen to the public, and for you to take that information in concert with everything else we've been provided today, so that you can begin to deliberate and make a recommendation to the city council. Now, what's also happened since April 20th is that you have a document, and it's available for the public also, with the vision and policy framework. And so the consultant has provided this, and mine's not in color, so yours is probably in color. It provided this last Friday. And what this document is, just as a matter of information, it takes the policies that were available to the public on April 2nd and has track changes that should reflect comments that the planning commission had on those particular policies. So the idea has been to freeze those policies from April 2nd and to use track changes to reflect any changes since that time. Now, some of these comments from the planning commission were actually provided before the April 2nd release of that comprehensive plan, but this document that you have tonight, or given tonight, should be the April 2nd policies all moved into the now chapter 2 to track changes in color reflecting the planning commission changes that you indicated you wanted to be policies. And so one of the items you're going to want to do is verify that this is exactly reflects what the planning commission has done to date. Now keep in mind what the public has to date is what's on the website, which is still the version of this without the track changes. Mm-hmm. And so you may very well get comments tonight just on the policies but without the track changes. And keep in mind that these policies are in a different chapter in terms of where they were released to the general public. But this is supposedly your work today. It's a work in progress. It's been available to the public, but again, it's only been available to the public for a couple days. So the comments you may get on policies may be on the ones that have been available on the website as of April 2nd. So that's a brief staff report. I'd be happy to answer any questions. And quite honestly, for the public that's just beginning to come on board to this process right now, all the materials are on the city website. And the comprehensive plan is probably about 900 pages. Well, that might be the municipal code, but it's a lengthy document. Yeah, it's about 900 pages. And if any member of the public wants to get more information about the comprehensive plan and an update of work that's been done to date, and where we are now, and where we're going to go, you're free to contact me. My name is David Osak, I'm the Community Development Director. So anytime after tonight's meeting, feel free to give me a call, and I'll give you a briefing on where we are and future opportunities to comment on the process.
Thank you, Brad. Okay, Commissioner Jensen.
So this front cover that I have does not have any red lines. I have two copies here. one has red lines, which seems to be the one that starts counting goal number two, which matches this version.
Right.
So I don't have one of these that starts goal number one. I have this version, which starts goal number one with no red lines. So is this one the same as this one without red lines? Is this like the clean version and this the red line version, or is this a different version?
Okay, so at your April 20th meeting, there was a handout given by the consultant, and that's the one without the red lines.
Okay, that's this one.
And so this one is one you should probably throw away.
Okay.
The one that you have tonight should all be in color. The first portion, which is the general tax introduction, probably doesn't have any strike through red lines.
Right.
We get into the policy section, where there's no goal one. My understanding is goal one went away.
Right, but the new one, the clean one, they enrolled me on. So it started 1 through 8 instead of 2 through 9.
Oh, okay.
And I don't see that in the red line happening.
Right, because I think the red line, from what I understand, is trying to be true to what's happened to date in terms of goal one is gone. I'm sure it's going to be renumbered.
Yeah.
It's going to look pretty awkward, you know, goal one.
Right.
But as of right now, these were the policies and goals that presented April 2nd with red lines, reflecting some of the Planning Commission comments you gave.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, then we will open it for public testimony, and I'm going to take from the sign-in sheet. I have one name signed in here, and we'll start with that. And the name I have here is, I think, is Jamie Brown.
You just talked.
That was the person that just left. That's too bad. Well, is there anybody else that would like to make a comment pertaining to the public hearing plan tonight on the integrated comprehensive plan? Yes. Would you please come up and give your name and your address for the record, please?
Hello. My name is Erin Agusnapka, and I live at 421 South Lewis Street on the road.
Is the mic on?
Is it on? Oh.
It's on. I just got to close it.
Oh. Should I repeat the name and address?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My name is Erin Agusnapka, and I live at 421 South Lewis Street. Just wanted to repeat the earlier comments of Mr. Brown that did not make it onto the record. We've got some problems on Lewis Street. It's, it can be very difficult to get across. And the road itself, it kind of lumps up in the middle and then falls off to the sides. So in addition to the lack of crosswalks, you also have to negotiate. There are some large water puddles that form around the curb, so you have to kind of find a safe place to cross and then hope that it is physically dry. Duval and Carnation have been able to get some crosswalks. I especially like the ones in Duval with the little flags that you go back and forth with. And it does seem to people, we do have a lot of folks that speed through town that are not doing 25, that are doing, you know, say 45. And the hope is that if there were crosswalks, that they perhaps would not do that. Also, some of the streetlights are out on Lewis. I don't know how you go about reporting that to the state, perhaps, but I could probably figure that out. In addition, throughout Old Town, there are a number of sidewalks that just sort of end and don't complete, and it's not clear to me, or I think clear to most folks, whether we have the right to walk across that bit of land. Some of the homeowners have put up signs or various obstacles to people walking through the their what they perceive as their yard. One person has even just done some terracing, in fact, like on this what is probably supposed to be a sidewalk. So it's kind of fuzzy boundary land, and some people do get really angry if you walk across that section. And as Jamie, I believe was his name, stated, there are folks that try to take a shortcut through. They come up Lewis, and they don't want to wait at the red light or worry about getting stuck behind a train, so they cut over onto Main Street by negotiating Sam Street and some of the other back roads. And they do go through there pretty quickly. And if you, I also have a dog. he's a short dog. He's a corgi. So we have to be really careful of being seen and just kind of stay away from any large trucks. So that was that. I'd also like to say again about Al Borland. It's not specifically called out here, at least in the goal statements. Al Borland is not entirely safe in the evenings. There's a lot of things that make people uncomfortable, some drug activity, some people living in Al Borland Park in the summertime. It would be nice to call out a little more strongly the public safety aspect of Al Borland specifically and Old Town in general. Like, we seem to have more antics per square foot than other areas. I did notice that in the public comments through the Envision Monroe process that it seemed that people were willing to contemplate goal number 6 in the abstract, but it was kind of like not in my backyard. It seemed as though people were not, the residents of the subdivisions were resistant to having, you know, townhouses and things like that in their neighborhood. And I would just hope that, you know, the Planning Council would try to, you know, not very biased in thinking about where apartments perhaps or townhomes could be. Obviously we need some in downtown, but I don't think that we should turn, you know, downtown into a low-income area. Okay, that was all.
Thank you, Erin. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Could you come up and give your name and address for the record, please?
Okay. That's the reason for the question.
Lowell Anderson, 129 East Rivermont Drive. And I'm a technotard, and I haven't been able to read this little thing because I couldn't pull it up off the website. But be that as it may, the question I have, and one of the comments I made when we had our meeting down here in the Holland Building last year, was that to provide an overpass over the railroad track. And the reason that I'm asking, I don't know if this includes it or not, but last council meeting, a nice little lady got up and said that ultimately her husband had died because they couldn't get across the track. I'm just wondering if in this 20-year plan, we were able to bring it down from Chain Lake and over the railroad track, or if we can get from one side of the town to the other to prevent the tragedy that this little lady said last week. It may be covered in there, but I said I just got it tonight. I haven't read it, but that's my question. And if someone has the answer, great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pardon? Do we want to talk about that for Lowell or no?
I think we should finish the public testimony and we'll have discussion. Okay. Anybody else would like to come up and comment? Come up and please and give your name and address for the record, please.
Jeff Wittenberg, 13409 231st Avenue Southeast in Monroe. First time I've been to a meeting. It's me and my wife, a longtime resident, went to high school here, you know, in construction, we got kids, you know, we're always trying to pass bills, you know, get new schools and whatever, right, for the education. And anyway, so we, like I said, have been in construction, have a piece of property downtown, have, you know, trying to start from scratch, building, you know, fixing old houses and trying to get them to look nice. And I've been talking with the planning commission here in Monroe, you know, everything here, you know, it's kind of new for me as far as the zoning. And anyway, we have a piece of property downtown in Fremont Ferry. I know, everybody probably knows this ugly looking thing. It's half burnt down. It was a triplex, you know, and we just wanted to build, you know, what was back there. But I know you guys had this plan, you know, to put downtown commercial, retail on the bottom, and then I could put commercial on the top. But me looking at downtown right now, it's looking like everybody's bailing out of Old Town and moving up by, you know, Walmart / Fred Meyers and all that area. So all I see down there now is people wanting to leave because of this parallel parking, you know. And, you know, I'm reading about it, you know, learning a little bit, you know, about politics and all that. But, you know, to me, where our property is, it seems like it's kind of off the beaten path. And I'm just looking at, you know, for getting more elders downtown. So we were going to put some townhomes and some ground floor units, you know. But now they're saying, no, I have to put, you know, all retail on the bottom. And there's so many empty spaces down there right now that, you know, I see karate, you know, and all these other shops downtown that, you know, there is the really the dining or anything like that where, you know, it is nice to get people to come downtown, but I don't know, for me or for us, we were just looking at, you know, putting that in. So we haven't done nothing for the last 2-3 years, you know. We've invested, you know, in other areas, you know. And I keep coming back and trying to talk here and seeing if we can do anything, but they're saying, hey, our hands are tied, this is kind of our plan, we're sticking to it. So I don't know, my wife keeps saying we should just dump it and sell it, but, you know, we want to make it look nice, you know. There's even a lot of properties, you go to a lot of neighborhoods and stuff, and you see all the architecture just seems so blah, you know. It's, there's nothing to it, you know. My wife, she's from Finland, and everything there is just, you know, it's clean, nice, you know. You don't, I mean, there's HOAs and stuff like that, but, I mean, it's just clean. But other than that, I don't, you know, we're still probably going to do something over there, you know. And I still like to invest in town and buy houses and, you know, fix them up, make them look nice, and get people downtown, you know, or in town, and make the town better, you know. I've been here for, what, I'm 43, so almost 37 years, right? So, I don't know. I mean, still here. I mean, it's a good town, you know, but I'd like to see, I guess, something else going on downtown, you know. I mean, I don't know what that is. I mean, I could see putting the parallel parking in to open it up and make it look nicer, you know. I mean, there's no way we can get, like, Snohomish, but... they're down on the river, that's, you know, it's a good point to get people and access that, you know, like Jamie was saying or whatever, get access to the waterfront down there and get rid of a lot of the, you know, bad stuff that's happened down at the El Borden Park or whatever. So, you know, but then there's the low income and then putting retail. So I know there's a lot of different stuff going on, but I guess that's all I really have to say.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your comments. Yes.
Hi. Hi. My name is Cindy Wittenberg, and I have the same address. Do I have to repeat it? Well, I guess my question is, after the long story, that how much feedback have you gotten from the public as far as with the plan that was implemented or designed? If I remember right, 2009. With the future of the downtown Monroe, that, like he told you, we already actually had a design to build condos on that property, and we were told that we have to put commercial space downstairs, but it doesn't pay financially. It's just there's so much empty retail space available, and anyways, my question is, have you gotten feedback from other builders or other investors that is it working, what the plan is right now?
Mm-hmm. I can answer that. I believe I can answer that. We have had comments for quite a long time now on this plan, but that's the first time I think I've heard that particular comment. So we appreciate that input, and we'll take that into account as we move forward. This is why we need the public to come in and be a part of the process, so we can hear those things. Otherwise, we're just, you know, seven people sitting here trying to figure out what's.
And you did see it in the Herald, so that's why we're here.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes,
Commissioner Rodman?
Yes. Thank you for coming. We need more people like you. So stick around and talk to us more. Thank you.
Okay, any more comments on the development plan? Okay. I'm not sure if we should leave the public testimony open. Commissioners, any feeling on that? See if we can get some more public input. Commissioner Tuttle?
Thank you. I think that depends on the timeline. I can't remember what our next meeting entails. Do we know what our agenda looks like?
I envision that your agendas for the next two or three meetings are going to be solely based on deliberating on the comprehensive plan and developing your recommendation and facts and findings. So I'm actually expecting that you meet next Monday, which is the 11th, probably the 18th, and then you're going to have to help me out, because I'm not entirely sure how much time you spent on the policies up till the time that I came here in April, so I'm not sure how much time you're going to need to go through this document.
Oh, we spent about 3 months on the policies.
Yeah,
so.
And there's more to this plan than just the policies also. So I certainly don't see a problem if you want to continue until at least next week.
That I would be in favor of that. If we have the room on the agenda for it, then, yeah, leave it open.
This is the only item that I envision you working on for me, keeping in mind that there's a holiday, 11, 18, 25th.
Okay. Well, then I'm in favor of continuing to leave the public testimony open until next week. Do we need to have a, I'm not sure if we need to have a motion to continue the public hearing. I believe we do.
I think you should. Just,
yeah.
So that we don't have to do any advertising, just verify
right.
Time and date and location.
Okay.
Do we do that at this point now, or do we have some sort of discussion while the hearing is still open today as well?
We can still have a discussion.
We can still have a discussion.
We have a discussion first and then
once
continue.
Once we close it, we can't take any more input. So
right,
we don't
but I'm saying once we, if we did a motion to continue now, does that also
we can still discuss.
Interrupt or cause our discussion to not be part of the hearing or not? I don't know.
No, because the public hearing is still open.
Well, there's two parts. There's the public testimony of the public hearing, and
right.
Then there's just the public hearing.
Right. Well,
I want to leave the testimony open.
Yes, we're going to leave the public testimony open until next week. And we'll, of course, leave the.
So we need a motion.
And I was going to make that motion that we leave the public testimony portion of the public hearing open until next week.
Okay. Commissioner Tuttle makes a motion to keep the public testimony open until May 11th.
Seconded
by Commissioner Rodland. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? That's carried 7-0.
Okay, so I just want to make sure the public knows what the Planning Commission did, is that you opened the public hearing April 20th. You continued the public testimony portion to tonight. You received some testimony tonight. And you've continued the public hearing until next Monday night, May 11th, 7 o'clock, here in the city council chambers. And so if people want to take the opportunity to look at the document a little bit more and come back to the Planning Commission next week, 7 o'clock here in the council chambers, Planning Commission will be here and we'll listen to what you have to say.
Right.
That's good.
Thank you, Brad, for making that clear. Okay. Well, then we can have some discussion now. As long as there's nobody else who needs to speak, we'll have some discussion on what we've heard tonight. Okay, commissioners, any comments? Commissioner Jensen?
I've tried to make a lot of notes from the things I was hearing, and I can't look at it all up. I know I wanted to mention the part that, and I didn't get your whole names. I got a Jeff and I got a Hilly, I think it was. If you were to compare the comprehensive plan that we're building now to what was 10 years ago, there's a new section in there that the City Council, in fact, has requested about specifically with a goal focusing downtown. It's depending on the online version is called Goal 9. And so there may be some things there and opportunities input that we can take to perhaps make some, you know, I know that there's already talk about, discussions we've had have talked about something with increasing the amount of housing down there might help revitalize downtown. You have more residents, you'll have more businesses want to move there. So I don't know what kind of things you would help you to, if you still either if it needed to be or was an option, but if it needed to be retail on the first floor, what options you would need to make it affordable? Would you need 5 floors instead of 2? I don't know. And I know some of the things that have bounced around here that in the months that we've been talking over this, trying to approach different things. So we definitely appreciate your comments, and they can help give us some more guidance maybe on some of the things that we're talking with that goal and some of the others about housing and such.
Commissioner Stanger?
So I have a question. If the vacancy rate in downtown was 0, would it be profitable for you?
Yeah, I would for sure. But everybody, that's like everybody's wants to move out, you know, and there's...
Well, and even I was, before we had the meeting with the city, I was counting on the vacant spaces even in to have good parking available. The new businesses on, or retail spaces on Kelsey Street and the older, the grocery outlet area, Albertsons or Hagen's, there's every single strip mall has various empty spaces.
Especially downtown.
Yeah, so it's not very encouraging to think that you would, our lot is across the street from Beauty. Mm-hmm. So it's off the side.
Yeah, about to be anyway over there. So to put retail over there, it's kind of tough, you know, to invest money to get your return on it, you know. So we were just in the home and we noticed a nice piece. We were down at the parade and I took a couple pictures and I was going to show the city of, you know, it wasn't all retail, you know. I would even consider putting a little corner of retail, but it goes in all retail on the bottom. So I was thinking, okay, I put something right on the corner because it is on the corner of Fremont. Very, you know, and I know we did the whole sidewalk there and then put something there, but then still be able to use, you know, most of it, you know, as ground floor units for the elderly, you know, being right downtown. And it seems to me that's like, you know, draw to downtown, you know.
And you're talking about Caddy Corner from the shoulders of your building.
Yeah.
You know, in your...
Excuse me. I don't want to have this opened up into a big discussion. We have to keep some kind of order. So if you wish to make a comment, we did not close the public testimony, but if you would like to make a comment, you would have to come up here and give your name and address.
Mr. Stanger opened it up by asking him a question. So now I'm looking at your plan that says promote public parking places downtown, and that's half the problem. You're taking away parking, and now you're not providing any more parking, and you're wondering why commercial's leaving.
Commissioner Thomas.
Thank you. My question was for Brad, actually.
Brad.
Is this a, is that a zoning question about the, so I didn't realize that that zone went across Lewis Street over into that area of, because it's not really part of the downtown commercial, is it? We're calling it that, but it's not.
There's a whole downtown commercial, and downtown commercials is subdivided into four different areas, outboard, historic downtown, rails and roads, downtown neighborhood.
Do we call that the Al Borland area?
No, that's still in historic downtown.
Is there an opportunity to take that side of Lewis Street? Well,
it's this red area.
Yeah. I guess I didn't realize that that area. Okay, you answered my question. Thank you. I can't be.
Commissioner Rodland?
Yes. I've been working on this downtown area thing last week or two, and I got a hold of one of the property owners down there who own a whole bunch of property downtown Monroe, and you all know him. I won't mention his name. Anyway, I talked to Dave, and he said that he would like to get a bunch of property owners and business people together. So this means downtown merchants and property owners are going to have to get together, and I hope that they get together and have a meeting and come up with some good ideas on what they want downtown. We've been trying to get downtown revitalized since I moved here in 1960, and nothing has been really done that much. In fact, it's emptier now than it was then. So if the property owners and business people can get together and come up with some good ideas and bring it to us, I'm sure we can work with you. I don't have the answer, but I'm sure you people can work it out.
Commissioner Stanger?
So looking at Goal 8, which is establish and maintain downtown, we do have a policy that says promote integration of parking facilities in the downtown area with pedestrian, bicycle, and transit circulation. So it is a policy.
No, it is.
So it is part of the plan to increase parking facilities.
That was a whole sidebar that didn't have to do with his question.
No, it's this gentleman over here. Yeah.
Commissioner Jensen?
Just to be clear, because the technicalities of the way that's written, what it says is to integrate parking with other things, pedestrian, bicycle, and transit. Taken at face value, you could almost argue, maybe you could argue successfully, that widening the sidewalks at the loss of some parking spaces is part of that integration for more pedestrian somethings or whatever. Just looking at that, the technical writing there, it doesn't specifically state. There's a different policy, P015, promote on-street parking in commercial areas. It's certainly a fuzzy area, unfortunately, maybe we could be more clear. If there's something there that could be clarified. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Commissioner Stanger? It
says parking facility to me, so I read it as that we need to promote parking facilities.
It says promote integration.
Right. But it's facilities.
Right. With what? Integrate with what?
Meaning you have a downtown, let's put a parking facility there. Integrate that parking facility with downtown and make sure that when you build that parking facility that it has good pedestrian, bicycle, and transit circulation. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty clear to me. It's a facility.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Thank you. I don't think that there's any reason why that one policy couldn't be broken up into two more clear policies.
Sure.
If that's a point of contention, then let's just make them two policies. One that talks about parking facilities and one that talks about integration of parking with pedestrian, bicycle, and transit circulation.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm all for more clarity.
We can do that.
Yeah, I think the key is that I think we all agree that that we need more parking downtown, right? Mm-hmm. In order for it to thrive. There's just not enough as it is, and that's with a lot of vacancy. You start adding, your vacancy rate goes down, your parking's going to increase, and it's just not sufficient right now. So, and it's kind of a chicken and egg thing. If there's no parking, nobody will want to go down there.
Yep, exactly correct. Commissioner Tuttle?
So I think there's a little confusion because we have like a couple different versions. But on the back of the goal of goal 9 are those points that I was asking for us to create policies around.
Oh, they're there.
And there's parking facilities right there. So,
not even goal 9.
I know, because it's the other version.
Got the other. For clarity, some of us have a copy that's been renumbered, so it's goal 8. And some have an old copy that's
but
not renumbered in school. We're talking about the same goal.
Asking for it, yeah. They're not written as policies yet, but they're the ideas of the policies. So it has been broken into two.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Well, it is a bit confusing because it does show as a planning commission policy number.
It needs content. So, it doesn't have any content, just a title.
yeah, it's so it is a bit confusing in that sense.
So should we all be looking at this one so we're talking the same thing?
I don't know.
Maybe we should.
I think that's what David was trying to state earlier is the one that's in the front.
I threw the other one away.
With all the yellow markings in it. I'm not sure why that one is not acceptable, but the one that is suggested that we use for now is the one that's dated May 1st, the draft policy framework for May 1st. David, for your information, the first one, which you said, toss out, there was a lot of work that was put into that to reword some of the goals and policies to make them easier to read and make more sense. So it would probably been better if we had the red lines added to that version rather than to the old version. Because the version that has the first packet, which is the one that you said not to use, is the one that we had been working on for months, and then just got it reworded. So
it seems new to us. Lots of things. Yeah.
Right, and then to me, when I sat down and looked at this May 1st version, it looked like to me we went backwards.
Yeah.
So that is my confusion is, and I think a number of us are in the same boat. So.
Okay, I'll check with a consultant to find out what got mixed and matched into which of those two versions. So hold on both of those versions.
Yeah. Okay. But for tonight, what I'd like to do is, since we're already working on the May 1st draft, let's stick with that one.
Okay.
It did carry over the
one that looks like this.
Yeah.
It says draft. It says draft policy in the corner.
In goal 6, policy 16, it talks about sidewalks. When I go back over here to goal 6, sidewalks aren't mentioned anywhere. The 16 says promote alternative modes of transportation by providing sidewalks, walking, and bike paths.
Probably a different goal, but in the back.
They renumbered.
Oh, my gosh.
So, really? Yeah.
You have to search in the back now for that. See if you can find it.
Yeah, that's
whose idea was this one?
Consultant, I guess.
Yeah, consultant. This is their draft framework for that shows some of the changes that we put in there.
And the red line.
Right, David? Is that what we're discussing here?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
And the red line things are the things that who took out in this version, the red lines?
Yes.
Are these things that we took out of this version to put in this version, or
no,
what are those?
No. This, the May 1st framework, the policy framework May 1, 2015 version is, from my understanding, what David said is, this is from the consultant putting in the comments from Planning Commission.
A lot of things are missing.
Things are missing, but the redlined stuff is, those things are things that we talked about asking him to remove.
Right.
This one has removals, the other one has additions, they need to come together.
Right.
Okay.
And that's,
thank you.
That's where we need to get next as soon as we can is to try and get that.
Yes. Okay.
Get that
all right,
melded
all right.
Back together. So, my apologies to everyone at the confusion here, but I can understand you're probably more confused, but we should not be confused, but we are.
We've been doing this for 3 months.
Yeah, now. So, but okay. As far as overpass, I had a question on talking about overpasses. I don't remember that specifically coming up in discussion in the policies.
I remember us talking about railroad tracks and how to make them safer. I remember that, but
we talked about asking them to not pass trains or certain hours that might improve or reduce blockages.
To see if the city could
double
convince the BNSF to
double crossings.
To change their rules. But as far as overpass, there could be a number of places to put an overpass. There is one, it's called 522, but doesn't have a pedestrian overpass either. So, Commissioner Tuttle?
Thank you. So, last Tuesday, a lady did come and give testimony that they were waiting, and when they called back to follow up with the ambulance, they said they were stuck at a train. So, I know that was the concern, and then when she left, she gave a note to Council Member Hamford that he just said she slipped me a note that her husband died, but she didn't say that it was from that. But what we do know is that it was a delay, and that definitely is a topic that we've discussed a lot. I know that the mayor is aware of it. I know I'm not sure if a overpass is a possibility, but definitely something needs to be done, and it is it has been a big part of all of our discussion as far as getting some changes to the railways. There wouldn't be the holdups if they weren't doing the switchings in town. So, and probably a more economical option is for them to do their switching outside of town somewhere. So I know that's what the mayor has been pursuing right now. But if we can't work that out, then we are going to have to figure out something else, because it is a nightmare out there a lot of the time.
Commissioner Rodlin?
Yes. I think maybe the fire department is talking about the same thing we are, about putting another unit across the Highway 2 over in North Kelsey. That is probably the way we're going to have to go right now, because I don't think the overpass is going to be able to fund itself. I know exactly what you're talking about. I was in the Providence Center 2 weeks ago and had to be transported to Everett. And there was two trains going by. And I waited 20 minutes. Yeah. So I know what you're talking about.
Thank you. Commissioner Jensen?
And to add to that, too, just so there's clear, the tracks are owned by BNSF.
So
Ro really can't say we this has to happen. We can't tell the railroad what to do. But we can add policies and goals to this comprehensive plan that will give the mayor some backing when he does make these communications to the railroad. That might at least help a little bit, hopefully get them to listen a little bit more than just a random comment. And so we will be putting things in here about railroad and safety and whatnot, but it's primarily just so that we have more, essentially you want to call it ammunition for the mayor to leverage when he's trying to make these requests either for the railroad or with the state or whatever. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yeah, it's just, yeah, it's very, I appreciate what Commissioner Jensen stated here, that what we are working on here with this development plan is something that is adds a little more, has quite a bit more power to the city to go out and get things done, because it is their plan. It is in their plan. So without that, you know, the city would just be coming up with, you know, oh, I got an idea type of thing. That's not what we want to go to, you know, go down to Olympia with, or go down to BNSF with, or any of those types of things. So we have to have this plan with us to give us some backing when we go there. So, Commissioner Kelly.
Yes, as far as the crosswalks and the lighting and those kinds of things on Lewis Street, we did talk about those, right? We had some of that in here.
Yeah.
Do we? I mean, I couldn't find it because there's too many versions right now, but yeah. It ended up being a policy, the crosswalking for 203 Highway 2 Main Street. There were several, but that definitely was addressed. And I know lighting was part of our the safety goal as well in all the areas of town that are kind of darkened corners. And I don't know where, it's probably after policies and into the action items where we decide what kind of crosswalks to do, but is that, Brad, is that something that we would put into a policy to promote or encourage the lighted crosswalks, or
where do you consider a lighted crosswalk?
You know, the ones that blink when people want to cross the street.
Okay.
Where, what area of the comp plan would that fit into?
That's implementation.
Okay.
Probably, I would think it's in goal two somewhere.
I know we asked for it. I just
goal two has to do with being a safe city, with residents, businesses, and visitors feeling secure. So it's probably in there somewhere. We'd have to, and that's also where the trains crossing, trying to get that fixed. That's in goal two.
And the parks too.
Yes.
And maintaining the park rules and enforcing
right.
them.
Right, right. So, if it's in there, I'm sure. And if it's not, we will get it in there. So, because that's true. We need to have good crosswalks going across. Commissioner Jensen?
I was just looking up. Under the redlined version, Goal 2, policy PO 53 or 52, depending on what you call them, There was, it talked about promote features that facilitate crossings for pedestrians and bicyclists across major conflict points. It had specific places called out, and I'm not sure if that was taken out to try to be more generic, that it should be applicable everywhere. Yeah. Right. So it could be applicable anywhere in the city. But there certainly is a place to back up now if someone says, hey, your comprehensive plan says put in crosswalks. But I don't know if, because it's a state highway, maybe we need to have some of that specificity back in there.
I don't know if we need to have the, I think in a discussion, if I remember right, I think in a discussion why we asked to have that taken out is because if you start specifying this, and this, then it leaves everything else out.
Right.
So if we left it open, then that would facilitate having crosswalks, you know, other places other than the main thoroughways.
Is Lewis part of downtown?
Pardon?
Is Lewis part of downtown?
Well, through downtown.
Yes, it is. It's a, Brad, you can help me here. It's north of Main Street, that's Railroad?
No, north of the railroad tracks is roads, and then historic downtown, I think, goes down to Fremont, and then El Portland to McDougal.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so Lewis, yes, is part of downtown. Not all of it, but. Okay, anything else, commissioners, on Commissioner Jensen?
On this version, for again, goal nine, the downtown goal, I thought we had talked in previous discussions about some goals in there, or maybe it was in the housing, but I thought we had something in here about encouraging higher density housing to try to get more residents downtown, whether that be density this way or volume going upward or something. And I don't even see a hint in here that had been mentioned before. And I wonder if that just got dropped off the list accidentally or...
No, I think in goal six, there is a mention about higher density housing in close proximity to retail.
Okay.
12 to 23.
Yeah. Yeah. P.023.
Okay, I see it. Yes.
But anything that is specific to downtown, because we have a specific downtown goal, needs to go under that.
So maybe since that policy, it says. Well, that. That policy you just mentioned, P23, has a repeat for 4 and 5. Maybe it should also have a repeat for 9. Then.
This one for the higher.
No, if we're going to have a downtown goal, then there needs to be something to it.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
This policy should also appear in goal 9 or 8 or which. In downtown.
Goal 9.
Yeah. Goal 9. Okay, goal 9. That would be P023.
Okay. So we should make a note of that for when we go to work on this again. All right. just for the information of people who spoke here tonight, and I don't remember your name specifically, but talking about the housing downtown, just so you know, we're going to take the goal. There's a goal that's in goal 6, which is provide wide range of housing. We're going to also add that to the downtown goal of that would be goal 9 in this version. Okay. And also, I suggest that we also take a look of taking that part where we talked about crosswalks that's in the safety section, and maybe bring that over there too.
We were looking at that, and it almost, I think where they're talking about crosswalks is almost south of what is labeled downtown.
Okay.
So it really spans more than just these, a couple of blocks. It's probably all the way to the edge of town.
All right, and maybe I'm,
you know.
Well, we have crosswalks downtown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right. Never mind then. Okay. Commissioner Sherwood.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to three things. The young lady that was talking about the crossings on Lewis, and you talked about Al Borland Park. When we discussed amongst ourselves and with the parks people that Al Borland was a dubious place, especially after dark, to pay a visit, and that was brought up very specifically, and I think we've all been down there at one time or another and understand that the way that place feels. We talked about clearing underbrush or doing some things that we could do that would not step over the environmental constraints that idiocy that conflicts. But it certainly has been brought up and discussed, and the parks people are aware whether or not they have the personnel and the funding. Also, speaking of the sidewalks, and I think this is probably Brad's purview, but a lot of that has to do strictly with funding, that crossings and all, is how much dough is there to go around. And yeah,
a lot of the folks in Old Town are long-term residents, and they're a little upset about the increased sewer fees and whatnot. And they see all the new stuff going up on the hill. I think it would really invigorate them to see some crosswalks or some more things happening. I mean, and the Main Street Plaza is wonderful and some of these other things, but.
I can understand why they feel that they've been passed up when the money was spent. One of the other things that a lot of people do not understand, and I don't know really practically how enforceable it is, that if you have a 60-foot right-of-way and you walk on somebody's lawn, you're walking on public property that they just happen to maintain. They cannot adversely possess public property. It doesn't go in that direction. Okay, so you can walk on their lawn legally, whether or not you get shooed away or they'll let the dog out, that's up for grabs. To you folks, I was not here when the downtown plan was cogitated on and put in place and all of the nuances that it has. One of the things that happens in planning is something seems like a good idea and okay, yeah, this is what we should do. But I'm a commercial real estate appraiser, and you go downtown Bellevue, downtown Kirkland, a lot of these places where they force them to put a main floor commercial space and then build condos or apartments over top of it. They have a notoriously bad time getting those ground floor spaces rented, especially on secondary streets like you're talking about. So the problem is if we create something that's so inflexible that it frustrates the market, then that is something we need to look at and change.
Yeah.
Okay? Because we, the city, is not the market. You're the market. All right? And you're the boss, and we are your servants. It's not the other way around. So it shouldn't be that we're telling you what you have to do, especially if it doesn't make any sense. All right? And so we will do our dead level best to try to make sure that things make sense. When we're sitting here with half a dozen versions of goals and policies, that doesn't make any sense. Okay? And I'm sitting here tonight completely frustrated over what is going on, and it needs to be fixed. But specifically to your point, if we have to be so specific as like both sides of Main Street to a certain point, both sides of Lewis to a certain point, and that's the only places where you are required to have main level space, that would free you up to to create something the market wants, which is ground level units where people can just walk out to the sidewalk, or if they have a wheelchair, or if they have one of those little carts, whatever it may be, they can go out their front door to the sidewalk, and they don't have to get on an elevator, because if you put an elevator in the building, it's going to cost you another 10%, right? So I think we understand that, and we need to help you out on that. In regards to the crossings, whoever brought that up, Lyle, did you bring that up, the crossing over the railroads? If you look at the crossing of 522 over the railroad, the elevations you have to create, and then the side slopes on the road that you elevate, et cetera, will consume, depending, it's probably going to be like 5 or 10 acres. And in an area with dense development, whether it's residential, commercial, or mixed, doesn't matter, you're going to wipe out, just to have an overcrossing, let's say at Kelsey, or if you want it on Lewis Street, you would not believe. Dell's would go, the Shell station would go, the Mexican restaurant would go, half a Cargill's or whatever it's called down there would go, and then both sides of Lewis Street past Main Street would have to go if you wanted to put an overcrossing. And so it's a very expensive thing. It's not completely undoable, but it is a very expensive thing to do. It's very land consuming, and so we're in a difficult position, and I understand the frustration.
You wish to make a comment, Lyle?
Yes,
sir.
This lady.
Excellent question. That's a fair question.
Died, and I understand the financial obligation. But we need to do something to protect the people that have this problem. I don't know whether it's another fire department up on the hill. I don't know what it is, but I'm appalled. Fact that this nice elderly lady had to come in and tell us her husband died because she couldn't get from point A to point B. That's all, yeah. Mr. Sherwood.
I think the reason why they're talking about putting emergency services on the north side of the railroad tracks is because it would be a lot cheaper and a lot easier than trying to cross the railroad in another place. We had a long discussion here one night about the railroad was okay back in the day, and it's the reason Monroe is where Monroe is, okay? But things have changed, and we talked about, are there any practical ways to get them to pass their trains somewhere else where they have the ability to do so? And the only reason they do it in Monroe is for their convenience. Our convenience is of no consideration whatsoever to them unless we put it on their plate and force them to look at it. And then we maybe get some concessions. My suggestion was to take a police car and put it out on the west side of Freilands Boulevard and another one on the east side of Main Street on one of the tracks until the commute was over. So they couldn't do that, right? And if a train comes through town, it's a couple minutes because it's going 50 miles an hour. But, you know, we are operating under the presumption that Warren Buffett's calling all the shots, and, you know, we the people can tell Warren Buffett what to do with it if we want to. At least we can try, right? And I think that's fair enough. I mean, it's power to the people.
Thank you. Good job.
Commissioner Dirksen?
To the couple that had the issue with your building, is there any way possible by next week that you could get some other developers that are looking at downtown to come in and make statements? Because the more people that I think we get to come in and say, you know, we want to do this, but this doesn't make any sense to us dollar-wise or this, we could formulate some better policies and take it to the city, and maybe we could get them to change, give them recommendations to change the city plan. But we need voices, really, to get some of this stuff done. We're just seven people that can give recommendations, but you are the public. that can say, this is really what we're wanting, and the more voices we have, the more likely those things are going to get changed. So if you can get anybody else to come in by next week and give statements, so we have people and people with logical reasons why things are not going to work the way they have been planned, the city may listen to it and change that 2009 plan.
Yeah, we had a meeting with the city, right? And they were like, you guys are the first ones. We're all excited that we're doing something. And then they came down on us like, you have to do this and this and this. And we walked out of there and we're like, scratch that, you know, we're not even doing it. So we were looking for, you know, somebody to help us. And, you know, we're asking them who we can talk to be logical about, you know, the plan about, you know, if it makes sense or not. If we're going to lose money, why would we bother?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I say the more voices, the more, because the city's desire is to make the downtown vital. But if the plan that they have now does not go along with what some of the outlying, like where your property is, if we don't have voices and nobody says anything, nothing's going to change. We have to have the public coming in and giving us ideas, telling us things.
We're kind of new in investing, and we're trying, you know, but we don't know a whole lot of other investors. I mean, I guess I could put some dealers out there or something, you know. But, you know,
we've lived in this
town. We want to make a change is what we want. We want something nice. And we had an architect, and we had this nice building and everything, and it was going to look awesome, you know. And then they stick it to us and say, hey, you know, they have this code that if more than 50% is burned, you have to put, you know, retail on the bottom. Well, there was a triplex there anyway. That's all we wanted to put back, but we couldn't because of their new code.
Yeah, we need more people like you to put input in there, so that's the only way thing that change is going to really happen, is that the city, the people in the city have to come up and say, this is not working, and we want our downtown vital, and we need to start re-looking at that 2009 and maybe make some minor changes, not some major, but that can allow developers like you to do
kind of variants or something. That,
So you got a week. See what you can do. I challenge you.
The thing is that this document that we're working on is a long-term document. So now's the time, if we're going to do changes, this is the time that we have to get it done. So we need to get it, and we only got till the end of June to get this finished. So, Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you. Well, my question about that is, though, the area they're talking about is not the downtown. It's an area that's lumped in with downtown as far as zoning. So there needs to be something that we can do, some action we can take to unhook that area, because the retail is important for the downtown retail area, but you're not in the downtown retail area. You're on the other side. So maybe we just need to look at that area of town and its zoning. And I don't think 100 people need to come in and say, we hate the way this is, because it's separate.
They've got some
But it is an area that's not really part of the downtown retail area. And I'm done.
Commissioner Sherwood.
So, David, if we wanted to make a change of that sort, is it possible to change the code without going through a comp plan amendment? Or do we set the table for it in this comp plan and then implement the zone change through the comp plan?
That's what the public works director, Father, and I were just discussing. I need to take a look at this because I have not had an opportunity to talk to this gentleman at all about the specific issue. It may very well be that broad policies of the downtown are in place, and how you follow up, there's enough latitude in the policies that gives you the opportunity and the city the opportunity to amend the code down the road without a comprehensive plan change. Or sometimes there's a comprehensive plan change or a comprehensive plan policy that may be location specific, in which case you probably would have to change the plan policy before you change the zoning. But let me look at that between now and the next meeting and give you respond back to that question.
Thank you.
Commissioner Tuttle?
Thank you. Can we look at changing the downtown boundary so that that area is not part? Because it's not, it doesn't make sense. Those two areas are have such a completely different makeup that it doesn't really make sense to say we want to change the broad zoning of the downtown. It's kind of a funky area that's not really attached to where you want to create the walkability and the retail and all of that. It's in this other kind of odd part of town. So I'm just saying an alternative to changing everything about the downtown zoning, but maybe changing the boundaries of what's called downtown.
Yeah. That makes sense.
That would be easier, I would think.
Yeah. I think we'd discuss it. Could be more difficult.
Yeah, you would know that, but I'm just saying.
Well, let me look into his specific situation.
Look into where he is. Into that location, and you'll see that it's not really part of the downtown that we're talking about when we're talking about the downtown.
As part of the comp plan.
It's a map. It's a map, maybe, thing. No?
Yeah.
No. Nothing's okay. As easy as it should
likely
be.
It's not that simple.
Garen, you have a question or a comment?
Just one quick comment, and that is that I attended when I was attending the Envision meetings. There was a lot of talk at the meetings about attracting the elderly to the downtown core as part of building a balanced community.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with what meetings
the community meetings that we had.
The Envision Monroe meetings?
Right, and I okay. read the 900-page document, so I don't know if any of that language made it into this final draft, but if it did, then perhaps you don't have to redefine the boundaries. Perhaps it's just part of the plan that conflicts with another part of the plan. Whereby you're maybe making downtown more walkable and attractive to seniors.
Well, Mr. Osaki said that he would be looking into it and this specific thing and let us know what's going on next week. So, thank you. Commissioner Jensen?
Just a quick add to that. If you don't have time to read all 900 pages, start with chapter 2. That's like the heart of the whole thing.
The goals and the policies, that's what you want to look at.
And I'll add the action items also to that, because that's what is going to take action on the goals and policies.
I have toddlers.
No, pardon?
I'm just saying there's something on what's
okay. Any other comments, commissioners? I would like to take I think we need to have a motion to carry over the whole public hearing till next meeting, or
we did that.
We did
that? That was the testimony portion of the public hearing.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't sure. Okay, then anything else, David?
So, we got two documents in front of you. One was given to you April 20th, and the other was given to you, just to say tonight. The one tonight, dated May 1st. I don't know if the other one has a date.
It doesn't.
Well, now, what I understand, and I could be wrong, but from what I understand, the one that's May 1st reflects the order of the policies that were released April 2nd. The strikeout and underline reflects changes that were given to the consultant. And so what the consultant did is went into the policies that were released to the public April 2nd and did strike out and underline. And it includes some policies, for example, on downtown, because at the last meeting I heard that some of the downtown policies weren't in the draft given to you then.
Right.
And so now I'm trying to figure out, in this April 20th draft, or April 20th version that you were given, prior one, what do you think is missing in the May 1st draft?
I'm looking at goal 8, which is the renumbered downtown one, okay? This is the clean one, no red lines. So goal eight is establish and maintain downtown. I only see seven policies. I look here by red line one, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So this is vastly incomplete. Is, right. I think, is this the one that's posted for the public and simply renumbered?
No.
We have to be careful, too, because some of those that are on there may be valid, and even though this one has more, we need to, somebody needs to scrub that and make sure that what that other section has is also here and that there's nothing missing in either one.
Right, but it's clear that this
could be a, unit
a lot of the stuff
is what I'm saying.
But not that ratio. It's just clear there's a lot of stuff, like the stuff about the extra parking and lighting. It's not in here. It's not in here at all.
That's the older version, right?
Right, that's what I was trying to figure out. So this one's quite old. Yeah.
That's what I'm not sure how old, but it's older.
Yes.
This is the newest one.
Unfortunately, that's what we've been using that other format all along, yeah. Right? And now we're switching to this one, which doesn't have any of those columns.
But the newest one has the old numbering system, or the older one has the revised numbering system.
That's what's confusing.
All right, let me sort that out.
And then there was a lot of time spent revising some of the wording, and I think a lot of the revised wording, it sounded like, was in the old version, but not the new version.
Right.
What I was told by the consultant, he was given something from somebody that had a lot of editing, yes, and things like that, and he incorporated those into this newer version.
Okay.
So if you folks could, like, just kind of go through it.
I want to throw out one of them. I only want to work off of one version.
Right. So what's the one in the very back, this last three pages?
It also has
that's the action items.
That's the action. Okay.
Yeah,
that's it. And that has today's date.
Yeah.
But if we're going to work off of the May 1st version, then all the numbering should probably be updated.
Because that's the numbering that the public got. So the public comes in to say something.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, so you just gave us this for the public hearing?
Take care of it.
But updated beyond what they see. So they don't have all the red lines in blue.
Okay.
Okay. Let's just say that we're going to work off of the May 1st
the
draft.
Colored draft.
Yeah. Right. And if we have to, we can go back and do the rewording on that draft, making sure that everything, we're not missing anything.
I think some of that rewording was put in before the public draft, and that's why we don't see it here in red line. But it looks like I'm seeing a lot of them start with those keywords, start with promote, start with... Wasn't that part of the wording? Or maybe,
yeah,
I'm misunderstanding it. But any of the changes that were taken before the public release will not show here as a red line in blue. This is only a difference from the public version
to date.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have to work off what the public is
correct.
Looking,
yeah,
at. And that's, like I say, though, any cleanup of the wording, we can infiltrate that into that version. Does that make sense?
The idea was, if the public came and testify and actually read the policies,
then we would be confused.
And they started speaking about policy 15.
I have it up.
And you would want to make sure.
Yeah, I have it up so we could
compare. Right. Exactly.
Right.
Just in case.
Right.
Yeah.
This first one we just throw away?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I did.
Yeah, this one's just so far.
The black and
white. Well, I wouldn't throw it out.
Well, because it still exists somewhere, but I don't want to have to try to keep,
yeah,
track of it.
the thing is there were some notes in there, like on improved safety of US-2 access to the Frylands. And a comment in there that says needs review for content. So those are still things that we need to
work on. But aren't those still in this one?
I don't know. I didn't.
I think they are. I think I saw that in here.
If it's not, then that's what needs to be melded in.
It has kind of the ambiguous ones, like policy to allow work-live units.
But see, it says improve safety of US 2 access to the Frylands, but there's no note saying that that needs more definition. On page 2 of the red line.
Oh, okay, P78B.
And it's, yeah, P78B. There's no note saying that that needs to have review.
Okay.
Do you see when?
So, okay, I do see what you're saying.
So I don't wish to throw away.
We need to somehow pull the notes from that one into this one so we can work off of one version.
Yeah, that's what I said. meld that one. Don't throw it away, but we got to meld it into the.
Oh, I see. I had a yellow. It was in yellow here with the.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to lose that. That's a lot of work that was put in.
Don't throw anything away.
Put it in your, it needs to go in your lockbox.
That's exactly right.
I want the couch.
I don't want to sleep in the garage. Although I will have new garage doors, but I still don't want to sleep there. Okay. Anything else, David or Brad, that before we move on from the public hearing? On this? Okay. Anything else, commissioners? All right. Trying to figure out where I'm at. I don't know what I did with my document now.
Agenda?
This one?
Oh, here it is. I got it. Yeah.
Oh.
How was it for the agenda?
All right. I guess then we can move on to the next item is discussion by commissioners and staff. Staff? Is there anything other than the
news of the city to tell us?
Comp plan? Any wonderful news?
As requested by Commissioner Tuttle.
Thank you.
Last week, she asked for what was up with the Main Street Gateway.
Yeah.
So you actually read the preview before the City Council gets it. We're going to get this tomorrow night. So there were four. I'm reading. There were four conceptual designs done by the consultant, two roundabouts and two non roundabouts. This is one of the non-roundabouts. So this is the intersection of Madison. It is here. This is Main. This is Fremont up there. Kenito's the used car lot.
Gotcha. Okay.
There's a...
Yeah, that's what made it.
Okay.
By Kenito.
Another one. With an extended meeting to prohibit the left turns off of Fremont onto Main Street with the extended median, and then the centered roundabout, and then the extravagant shifted roundabout.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on now.
It looks like England.
The only one we can afford.
Oh, man.
The one from Walmart.
So City Council will be doing looking at that tomorrow. They had the open house a couple weeks ago, 16th, I think it was. Actually, lots of people came for that, which was
good.
More people who came to the public hearing today. So we probably had about 50 to 60 people at that open house. So got lots of good comments. Basically, it was don't do a roundabout. that
yeah, I vote for
this one. Yeah. This is pretty much kind of the consensus-y thing, talking about, ooh, while you're down there by the used car lot for parking, and there was some mixed feelings on whether or not to prohibit the left turns off of Fremont onto Main Street. Mm-hmm. And then so they'll be coming to, the consultant will be coming to the City Council tomorrow to do a presentation, talk about what other people said at the open house, and then say, you know, and these aren't
four unique solutions. You could take, you know, part of this and part of that, kind of meld them together. So if I ended up by, like, you know, this without the extended median or something like that, so.
Grant?
Yes, sir.
Do we really need a roundabout there?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, the roundabout's only there for artsy craftsiness. Because of the downtown plan, talked about doing a gateway feature and mentioned that maybe like something like a roundabout would be there. So that's where the roundabout came from.
An archway would be a gateway feature too. Yeah. Why didn't they show us an archway?
They didn't like them.
Who's they?
The consultant, because they said it takes away from the flagpole. That's what's up there.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Brad.
The other thing you always ask about is the H3O.
Yes.
They came to the city council
Tuesday.
And said, last Tuesday, and said, we're working on, you know, getting our stuff together, and had some financial stuff they gave and need some updates on it, and they're supposed to be coming back on May 19th with sort of like a proposal. Here's what our new contract, we want our new contract to look like. Then the council will make a decision about that.
They don't want to miss another season.
They suggested a phased approach to the development instead of the
thing. That's what they're working on, is because they don't have the money to build everything right now. So if they want to put the towers in and then run the business out of the, you know,
temporary
espresso stand kind of concept, you know, you just someplace just to buy tickets.
Sure.
So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes,
Brad or Radlin? Could I ask a question to you? I've had some people talk to me down north. The old road that used to go up north of town, that we cut off with I can't think of the name of it.
Roosevelt?
Huh?
Not Roosevelt Road?
The one they had the dumps.
Oh, okay, yeah. 181st.
Yeah, could that be, the people up there were asking me, couldn't they run that road straight up by the theater?
Sure they could.
How would they go about getting that done?
Getting someone into the Department of Transportation to say it's okay.
Well, it's already a road there, though, isn't it?
No.
The road's gone again?
Yeah. The road goes down to the dip.
Yeah.
And then where it used to make the left turn past the drop
right,
box, that's
right.
Gone from there on. So basically, since that's in Washington State Department of Transportation right away,
yeah,
you have to get permission from them to take all the dirt off to make it just go straight, you know, just keep going downhill.
They're never going to use it anyway, are they?
Well, yeah. But they don't want to, you know, limit their options of having a big hole there when they come to put
a
bypass in.
If I send those people down to you, you can tell them who to contact.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably Senator Pierce.
Oh, I just talked to him the day before yesterday.
You missed your chance.
What about the road between that goes from TTR Place or whatever, like the kind of Safeway?
It's going.
It's going.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
Have they broken ground yet?
No, haven't got out to bid yet. Probably by the end of the month.
Right.
Go up to
so
bid.
They'll drop down into Woods Creek.
Sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You'll go all the way to Old Olwen?
Yeah, and then you'll...
Well, Oaks,
you'll
right?
Is improvement of Oaks included in this?
What do you can do?
So,
I
didn't
even know
all this nice traffic will come down and stop in front of Oaks and then... trundle through that poor little Oaks.
What do you can do with all the gravel that comes out of that hill?
Depends on whether there's any gravel or not, because there's lots of clay in there. That's why it wasn't excavated when the rest of it got excavated.
Okay.
And if you want to look, drive behind Safeway, you can see where the hillside is kind of oozing out into the drive lane around the back of Safeway.
Do you know if either Safeway or Ben Franklin will have an access to that road?
Safeway will.
Anything else, Brad?
That's it for me. Thanks.
David, anything?
Well, a couple of quick items. I remember my days thinking so quick. Is like the city council passed an ordinance prohibiting recreational marijuana in the city. I think that happened last week. And then
I was going to ask about that.
The second item is I don't recall whether or not.
Yes.
You were, okay. So there was a
preliminary
plat proposal for Holzerland. The public hearing before the hearing examiner was April 16th.
he issued a decision April 30th recommending that the city council grant the preliminary plat subject to conditions, and that will be going forward before the city council in the next week or two for final action.
Okay,
thank you.
Can I ask a follow-up to that? Thank you. I got a notice on my door from the HOA in our neighborhood to email you guys about the ingress egress. Is that still a thing?
Are you talking about Bear Mountain? Construction traffic at Bear Mountain?
Oh, is it Bear Mountain? Isn't that's not Holzerland?
No.
Okay.
Holzerland south of.
Got it. Bear okay. Never mind. I'll ask that later.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Jensen.
Nothing.
Commissioner Toll.
Well, so is the egress still a thing for Bear Mountain?
Well,
are you still taking input? Is
no,
it not?
There's no, but the decision said that the city engineer needs to approve a truck haul route.
That's you.
That's me.
So are you're not going to approve a truck haul route?
Well, they've made a suggestion. They requested something. We sent it back for some backup. They sent it back with some backup. I sent it back to them and their consultant was out of town. He was coming back today, so we should get another round back from them.
So the short question is, are they going to be driving trucks on Foothills Boulevard, or
probably
we still
some,
don't know that?
Probably some, yes.
But there will be another access point. Okay. People like to ask. That is all.
That's it? Anything else?
No.
Commissioner Rodlin?
Yes, I'm glad to be back.
Glad to have you back.
I've had a long time here. But I do have one problem.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Only one?
A vision and policy framework. Second paragraph. My favorite subject.
Don't.
It says, Monroe is a small town. Now I have the definition from Webster's Dictionary about small towns. A town. A more or less concentrated group of houses and private and public buildings larger than a village but smaller than a city. I think we're a little bit bigger than a town.
We're bigger than a small town.
If you put in there, we were a small town, I'd go along with it, but not is a small town. That's all I have.
Good. That's a good point. Thank you.
Commissioner Dirksen?
Commissioner Sherwood?
I'm troubled.
Anything else?
This process we're going through is costing about a mil. That's a buck and a quarter a year in an 8-year cycle. And that is flat ridiculous. I don't know how we petition. This is state-driven, right, what we're doing? Okay. Petition the legislature to back off or something because, I mean, that's a policeman or another planner or another sidewalk or something for a buck and a quarter a year. This is just silly. I think we need to put a stop to it somehow. Because that's just too much money to spend on what we're doing every 8 years. It's just, it really is ridiculous, and it needs to stop. So I don't know if we as a body have any say, but have you guys told the state, hey, we're sick of spending money that you jam down our throats? Do you get any kind of a grant to subsidize any of this?
Nothing for this, no.
This comes, so you're talking staff time and consultants, and it adds up to that much.
No, I was talking consultants.
Wow. So it's even more.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
That's $1 million in consultants. It's even more.
Okay. Well, thank you, and I think it's ridiculous.
Half of that's out of the general fund, and half of it's out of utility funds.
Commissioner Stanger?
Pearson.
I just want to say it's nice to have Commissioner Rodlin back. You're looking good. Looking good.
Yeah. I agree. Okay, I don't have anything either, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sherwood to adjourn. Do
second.
I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Tuttle. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried 7-0.